Ayyanapa Monastery.
The monastery of Ayyanapa and its namesake village are located in the Famagusta district in southeast Cyprus. The name Napa derives from the ancient Greek word napi, which means wooded valley or canyon. The word is mentioned in Homer's Iliad, in Pindar's Pythian Odes, and later in the Christian hymnology. In the past, there was lush vegetation in that part of the Famagusta district, whereas in the area where the village and monastery exist today, there used to be an idyllic wooded valley with springs. In ancient times, there was a Greek city named Throni in that valley, and a temple dedicated to Aphrodite. With the advent of Christianity, the city declined, and eventually all that remained was ruins. However, the valley, with its dense forest and plentiful water supply, became popular with hunters who converged here in search of game. When the miraculous icon of Virgin Mary was found, the word spread quickly to the neighbouring villages, and the cave in that remote valley became a shrine and a sacred pilgrimage for Orthodox Christians of the area. That icon was named the Icon of Ayyanapa, that's the Icon of Virgin Mary of the Forest, and the shrine was named Ayyanapa. The area around the monastery was uninhabited until 1790, when a group of people arrived there having fled Thessaloniki because of an outbreak of cholera. Of that group, only Nicholas Kemitzis and his son survived. The son later married a Cypriot girl from the village of Panaya, located in the hills north of the monastery, from where the water of Ayyanapa flows. However, the couple didn't settle in Panaya because of a fierce dispute between the villagers and the Turkish authorities of Famagusta over the water supply. Instead, they decided to find safe haven outside the monastery, thus marking the beginning of the village that was eventually named after the monastery of Ayyanapa. We're not certain when exactly the monastery was founded. The cave, the hiding place, and the well in the monument's grounds all bear witness to the settlement of a Christian community in the area since the Byzantine era. The monastery was named Ayyanapa before 1366. However, the existing monument is a 15th century building when Cyprus was under Venetian rule. Ayyanapa is first mentioned in 1366 when, according to Leontios Macheras, the king, Peter I, wrote a letter to the Pope and gave it to the Admiral, and the Admiral left Famagusta and came to Ayyanapa. Macheras mentions Ayyanapa again in 1373, describing the wreck of five ships laden with booty seized by the Genovese during the looting of Cyprus. Strambaldi also provides an account of those events. We have no other written record regarding Ayyanapa during the Frankish occupation, 1192 to 1489. It is mentioned again in the report on Cyprus submitted to Venice in mid-16th century and in Venetian maps, also of the 16th century. Local tradition has it that a hunter found the miraculous icon of the Virgin Mary in the cave, which was subsequently turned into a church. It is said that the hunter's dog was the first creature to lay eyes on the glowing icon and began barking insistently, calling his master. Upon hearing of the discovery, swarms of faithful Christians started visiting the sacred site. The icon had probably been carried to the cave during the iconoclasm, 7th to 8th centuries, to save it from destruction. In the 14th century, the cave was expanded into a church. Also, according to local tradition, the daughter of a noble Venetian family took refuge in that place because she would not obey her parents, who refused to bless her marriage to a commoner. Around 1500, the wealthy Venetian lady financed the building of the church, cells for the nuns, and an oil mill. She also planted a sycamore tree close to the south entrance of the monument, next to the water cistern. In all likelihood, however, the oil mill was erected in the monastery during the Ottoman occupation, between 1571 to 1878. The monastery seems to have been built gradually, and research has confirmed that a part of the church was used as a Latin chapel. According to a study sponsored by the municipality and the Church of Ayyanapa, the chapel operated in the right aisle. When the wealthy lady's days were drawing to a close, she had the vaulted stone monument built in the centre of the courtyard. She wished to be buried there, next to the cooling fountain. On the north side of the cloister, there's a second fountain, shaped like a wild boar's head. The view that Ayanappa was the site of the monastery of Sancti Giorgi di Dadi is considered groundless. Consequently, the theory based on that view, as well as on the inscription mentioned by the Englishman Drummond, that is, that originally the monastery was Latin and not Greek Orthodox, is erroneous. Besides, there are references to the St. George Monastery in the Dadi's Promontory or Cape Bila in the 7th century. That monastery is far away and its church is Orthodox. The only established fact is that the right aisle of the church was used as a Latin chapel. It's also a fact that Latin monasteries didn't operate again during the Ottoman occupation, not even as Orthodox ones. They were abandoned and gradually fell into ruins. The Ayanappa monastery was already mentioned as a convent in 1625 by Pietro della Valle, who visited it. This is also corroborated by Stefanos Lusignanos's reference to the miraculous icons of Virgin Mary. Alexander Drummond, who visited Cyprus in the Ayanappa monastery twice, in 1745 and again in 1750, found a Latin inscription referring to the reconstruction of the monastery in 1530. That inscription, which has not survived, read as follows. Hoc opus fieri fecerunt, gubernatores fraternitatis, sancte nape, duces et, pro Hieronymus de, Salaceris oremesis, civis famagustanus, ad honorem, Betai Verginis, 1530. In other words, the inscription was about the arched southwest gate and the two-story building facing the modern village square, which serves as a secondary entrance. These structures, especially the two-story one with the Venetian windows, date back to the 16th century. The fountain at the centre of the courtyard must also be dated to the same period. The other buildings, including the church, are older. As already mentioned, in 1625, Ayanappa was a convent. However, we don't know whether the same was true during Frankish and Venetian rule. A few years later, in 1668, it seemed that it had become a monastery. And yet, it never did seem to attract large numbers of monks, notwithstanding its huge landed and movable property. According to the Archbishopric Land and Property Register of 1758, the estate of the monastery of Ayanappa included many tracts of land, farms and olive trees, which reached as far as Kadolefkara. It also owned two metochia, that's dependencies, one in Prastio and one in Ormidia. Further, the monasteries of St. George of Hortakia, to the west of Sotira, and of St. Nicandros had been annexed to Ayanappa. There are references to sizable flocks of sheep and goats, oxen and other animals. However, the same record includes a very small number of mattresses and oil lamps in the monastery, which suggests that only three or four monks must have lived there. For reasons unknown, the monastery of Ayanappa shut down the same year. A few years before, reference had been made to people who lived here, Abbot Pieris, for instance, who had travelled to Constantinople in 1668 to bring a firman issued by Sultan Mehmet confirming the ownership of the monastery's estate. Another reference is that of 1773 to the monastery's housekeeper known as Father Makarios. The monastery seemed to have operated again a little later. Three monks are said to have lived here in 1800 under supervisor Ioannikios. A year later, the monastery had employed people to do its farm work and had a boat in partnership with Antonis Zimbulus from Larnaca. According to an inscription built into the wall of the monastery's northeast wing, Core Bishop Spiridon of Trimithunda ordered repair works in 1813. It was probably at that time that the entrance opposite the fountain was narrowed and the arched gate we see today was constructed. However, the monastery was dismantled again during the 1821 massacres by the Ottoman Turks at the time of the outbreak of the Greek Revolution. The Trimithunda core bishop managed to escape abroad. The monastery estate was leased out to various farmers. In 1878, when Cyprus came under British rule, the monastery cells were in ruins. Only the church had become the parish church of the village. In 1950, the monument underwent major restoration work. The Church of Cyprus subsequently proposed that the monastery be turned into an ecumenical conference centre. However, life on the island was disrupted because of the 1974 Turkish invasion, and no action was taken in regard to that proposal. 2 years later, thanks to the generous contribution of the Evangelical Church of Westphalia, the necessary work commenced, and the centre was inaugurated in 1978, becoming a meeting venue for the Christian churches of Cyprus and the Middle East.